Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
I'm sure it was the same for my parents, although I can't really remember the slang being as pronounced as it is now. But I know when my high school senior has a whole bunch of his friends over and they're talking, I get about every eighth word.
Skibbity.
What? What are you even saying? Right? So it's almost like a code that goes underneath a parent's radar, right? And Katie's starting to go through this very same thing with her girlfriend's daughter, right?
Yes, I've never felt more my age until I started texting with a 12-year-old. And I'm just trying to understand and walk this fine line of, okay, at what point do I stop trying to relate? And that's the battle that I have, because with my girlfriend's daughter, when she texts, it's already shorthand text, right? It's not how are you, it's H-R-U.
Right.
Right. And I'm not that person. I will text out like a full sentence. And so when we go back and forth, I try to shorten it, or I'll try to be like, yes, queen, or period. And all of that gets lost on her. She is the skibbity queen. What does skibbity mean? I do not know. And I'm like, what is this language that I feel like Gen Alpha is using? I don't understand it. That's the new generation that we need to be worried about.
And what generation do you identify with?
Millennial.
Yeah.
All right.
You're sounding a whole lot like a boomer right now.
Right? I think the worst thing you can do is try to be cool. That's just the absolute worst when you try to get in on what they're trying to say, man. You never look more corny than when you try to do that. I think with my kid, I just like, what are you saying, dude? I have no idea. What? Can you talk English to me?
So I'll just try to get her to explain something. So like I'll give you guys some examples. One day she was texting me and she was like, oh my gosh, the volleyball game today was just so mud. I'm like, so mud?
Mud.
Yeah, mud. Exactly. Right?
Mud.
Take a guess. What do you all think mud means?
Cool.
Terrible.
Boring, because it's stuck. Like you're stuck in mud.
Abby was actually right.
What was it?
Context clues. It was so mud. I just said cool. Like it was so cool.
It's cool?
Yeah. Like,
why can't you just say cool?
But why does what? Mud mean, how right. did mud mean, end up meaning cool?
Because mud is
so
cool?
This is why I tried to explain. I was like, where did you all come up with mud being cool? She's like, it just is what it is, Katie. Just accept it.
You can't ask for a definition.
I will say what's frustrating about Gen Alpha is they have the lamest slang of all the generations. Like, at least with Gen Z and Millennials and Gen X, like, I feel like our slang at least made sense. Like, you could kind of pick up on context clues, whereas skibbity and mud and toilet riz has to be some of the worst language to incorporate to sound cool.
This is how old I am. Every time I say, here's skibbity, my brain, I cannot stop it. It goes skibbity doo da, skibbity day, like the old Disney movie. I'm that old.
You just skipped over.
Now every time you hear it, you're going to think of that.
But Abby, you're so right, because there was another day where we were talking about how her day was going after school and stuff. She's like, today was just like Ohio. And I was like, the state? They're like, what? What? And You guys want to take a guess at what Ohio means?
Lame.
Ohio means something?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, if it's like the state, then it's pretty bad.
He's saying hello? Ohio.
I wish, Mo. No, Ohio is bad. It's cringe. It's like, yeah.
It's Ohio.
Why are we using Ohio to describe, like...
Well, if you've ever visited, you get it.
They put that on a whole state, man.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I see that. I see that.
It's these list of things, and I'm like, okay, so should I just accept the age and just continue texting my way, and we try to find like some middle ground?
No. Just accept who you are.
Yes.
Accept who she is. Yep. The worst thing you can do is try harder to relate.
100%.
You just need to like embrace your generation and let her embrace hers.
We got to get you like Duolingo, but for Gen Alpha. We need to get you a little app where you can be like, mud, it means cool. Ohio, not cool.
Yeah, that's called UrbanDictionary.com, oh, right? Yeah. But here's what you should do. I think that you should just start making up your own slang and texting it back and being like, it's what millennials say. You know,
That could backfire.
Like, that's so Idaho. You know, just better figure out what that means.
And don't tell it though.
It means slutty, by the way, Idaho.
We're not saying that to a 12-year-old.
No. We gotta learn one day.
All right, today is Thursday. We reserve Thursday for follow-up Thursdays where you guys hit us up and you're like, Bert Show, I need to know how this whole thing ended. And this one had everything to do with a background check and blackmail.
So Eileen had accidentally cost her company a significant amount of money, and the only person who knew about it was a coworker who was exploiting the situation.
Come on, Eileen.
What are we doing?
I was waiting for it.
What are we doing?
We did this the last time we talked about this.
She's jockeying for that Gracie. You need to tell her that's not the way to get it.
If I'm following Kristen's track record, I have 19 years to campaign. I hate to break it to you. You got 22. 22 years to campaign.
Her coworker was using this information to manipulate her, consistently dumping extra work on her and forcing her to complete her projects under the implied threat of exposing her mistake to management. Desperate for a solution, Eileen reached out to us to do a background check on her blackmailing coworker. She hoped to find some dirt on him that would make him stop. A background check uncovered some juicy information about her coworker's dating history. Mm. There were multiple public posts from women describing terrible dating experiences with this guy, including stories about him getting extremely drunk, leaving women to pay the bill, passing out at bars, etc. So we suggested Eileen use this information strategically, not to get him fired, but to passive-aggressively make him back off from overloading her with work. We recommended her casual mention she saw these online posts, giving him a subtle hint that she had compromising information about him, too. So did she take our advice or not?
The update reads, Hi, Bert Show.
Hey.
Hi. I was pretty fired up when we got off the phone, but once the adrenaline died down, I stopped being so confident that the blackmail you guys had so kindly collected for me was enough to really protect my job. Sure, it was embarrassing, and I was thrilled to hear that the guy is as sleazy as I'd always suspected, but being a drunk on dates isn't something I can bring to our boss, and what he's got on me could still directly threaten my career. So I just sat on it. I didn't tell him or send it anywhere until he came to me on a Friday morning with a cartoonish stack of papers. He dropped them on my desk and asked for my help organizing some in-office operational files. Let me just tell you, this was not something that has ever been my responsibility. This was Slack work you hand off to an intern, not a colleague. And who prints out documents like this? He just wanted to make a big show of giving me homework that could have been an email. So I looked into his big, dumb smile. And I told him yes, I would take care of everything. And that I was glad he dropped by my cubicle because I had something delicate I wanted to discuss with him. Feigning the utmost concern, I let him know that I had seen something worrisome on a dating Facebook group I was part of. His face dropped and he asked me to send him what I was talking about. I said sure. And 5 minutes later, dropped my own stack of papers on his desk filled with the screenshots of disgruntled dates calling him a drunkie. It was very satisfying. He literally went white as a ghost. He thanked me for sharing, and honestly, we've not really spoken since. He's clearly mortified, and even though I did take care of the Slack work, I have a feeling he won't be giving me anything to do ever again. Will he retaliate against me? I hope not. If he does, at least I was able to drop this final bomb. Thanks a bunches. Come on, Eileen.
Not
hey, don't be so Ohio about this.
I was just thinking, I wonder in the history of the Gracie if they've ever listened to that personality after they've awarded it and then come back and said, we're going to have to take that away.
Revoked it?
Revoked your Gracie.
You're going to need some grace for that Gracie.
Because right now you're walking a fine line.
Okay, got it.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.